Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, say there, I hope we're all smiling today and feeling tip-top and raring to go for some real fun. Hey, how are you, boys and girls? And how's mother and dad and big brother and sister, grandma and grandpa? Well, move right in close to the radios and loosen up your vocal cords for a song. Oh, you all know it, I'm sure. You know the one about sailing over the bounding main? I'll tell you, let's all pretend we're sailors and sing out good and loud. Ready? Tune up your voices. Bump, 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 bump. Now, here we go then. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main, for many a stormy wind shall blow ere Jack comes home again. Ah, that's a dandy, yes, sir. And I could hear Grandpa's great big old deep voice booming in there, too. Oh, boy, I bet it was a lot of fun to sail on those old three-masted sailing ships like the ones that we used to see in the movies and see in our picture books.
Sailing over the bounding main, yo-ho, Captain Hank, and a bottle of milk.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Squeaky. Well, you've got a sailor suit on.
Sure, Captain Squeaky, that's my name.
And here comes our dog pal, Popcorn. Say, are you a sailor too, Popcorn? No, Popcorn says the last time he was on a boat, he got seasick. Okay, Popcorn, you don't have to go on a boat again if you don't want to. No, sirree. Oh, but since we're talking about sailing ships, I tell you what let's do. Here's a dandy song about a ferry ship. Let's try that one. I saw a ship a-sailing on the sea. And it was deeply laden with pretty things for me. There were raisins in the cabin and almonds in the hold. The sails were made of fairy silk and the mast was solid gold. The 24 sailors that stood between the decks were 24 white mice with rings about their necks. The captain was a snow-white duck with a jacket on his back. And when this fairy ship set sail, the captain, he said, quack. Well, I guess we'd all like to sail away on a fairy ship sometime. Hey, what in the world are you trying to do, Squeaky?
Well, I was just dancing the sailor's hornpipe.
Oh, I see. Well, the way you're hopping around reminded me of a jackrabbit or a frog.
Oh, my goodness, was it that bad?
I think you're just a landlubber sailor. Well, say, boys and girls, speaking about rabbits and frogs gives me an idea for a good riddle. I just made it up.
You mean you just got a frog in your throat? You get it?
Well, I can see I'm going to have trouble with you, Squeaky. Now listen, boys and girls, here's today's riddle. Are you ready? All right. When do rabbits and frogs have 8 legs? Oh, what about that? When do rabbits and frogs have 8 legs?
Oh, that's impossible. Anybody knows that rabbits and frogs have 4 legs?
Well, Squeaky, I'd say that you missed the answer by a hair.
It ain't funny. After that one, I give up.
Well, I'll bet the boys and girls won't give up. No, sir. How about it, boys and girls? Now, you put on those thinking caps and see if you can figure out the answer. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I know the answer.
Well, now, never mind. You just keep the answer to yourself. What's that, Popcorn? Oh, you have? Well, good. Say, boys and girls, Popcorn says he has a new poem for us. And that's fine, Popcorn. Now, you jump right up here in the chair, right up here. That's right. Popcorn's handing me a piece of paper. Oh, my goodness, I forgot, though. You boys and girls don't understand puppy dog talk. Oh, I know. I'll read the poem, and Popcorn can say it after me. Are you ready, Popcorn? All right, now, boys and girls, here's Popcorn's poem. The boy stood on the railroad track. Go on. eating peanuts by the sack. Around the bend the engine came. His heart was all a flutter. Toot toot, peanut butter. Oh, that's a good one, Popcorn. The boy stood on the railroad track eating peanuts by the sack, and around the bend the engine came, his heart was all a flutter, toot toot, peanut butter. Well, thank you, Popcorn. That was a funny poem, all right. But say, let's not stand on any railroad tracks when we eat peanuts. Oh, that's too dangerous. And that reminds me about some of our safety slogans. Well, I think we might have a little review of some of our safety slogans. See how many of these songs you can sing with me. Let's see. Oh, first, here's the one about being a careful crossing crosser. Remember? Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Look in both directions, always cross at intersections, be a careful crossing crosser. Play it safe for goodness sakes, sometimes autos have bad brakes, so be a careful crossing crosser. Yes, sirree, we all want to be careful crossing crossers. And now we have our safety slogan song about not playing in the streets. No, sir, we're not going to play in the streets, are we? Now, you can have lots of fun playing in your own yards or in the school playgrounds. Come on now, let's sing our slogan song about don't play in the street. Whenever you go out to play, don't play in the street. Have your fun some other way, don't play in the street. The curb is the limit, so be on your guard and stay on the sidewalk. You'll find it's not hard to have just as much fun in your own front yard. Don't play in the street. If mother lets you go outside, don't play in the street. Let the curbstone be your guide, don't play in the street. And mother won't worry if you will just stay where you will be safest and out of harm's way. So make mother happy, and starting today, don't play in the street. And then our newest slogan song, you know what it says, don't you? Well, it says, don't be a wiggle worm. That means when mother tells you to sit down, well, you sit still. And don't just twist and screw around in your chair all the time. And here it is, don't be a wiggle worm. When mother says sit down a while, don't be a wiggle worm. If you sit still, you'll make her smile, don't be a wiggle worm. You can move around when you stand up, but when you sit down like a sleepy pup, just be as still as a buttercup and don't be a wiggle worm. Now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Sputters and Black Tom were still handcuffed together. Squeaky and Rocket got worried and went looking for Sputters. They wouldn't have found him if Sputters hadn't got the idea of tickling Black Tom in the ribs. Black Tom laughed so loud that Squeaky and Rocket heard him miles away. Well, they rushed to where they heard the laugh and saw Black Tom's gang leaving the mine. And then as they watched, they saw Black Tom and Sputters go into the mine. Well, they started there too. And as the scene opens today, Black Tom and Sputters are inside the mine, still handcuffed together. Listen. Oh, me, you laugh so hard, Black Tom, but you made me tired. Here, let's sit down.
Oh, I'm too tired to sit up. No, I'm not either. I'm too tired to stand up. Don't you ever tickle me again in the ribs, Sputters.
Yeah, why not? I think it's funny. A good laugh is good for you, Black Tom, you great big mean old outlaw, you.
Yeah, and you quit making fun of me, too. If you don't, I'll...
You what?
Well, you just better not, that's what.
Oh, yeah, you're mighty brave when you got your whole gang back of you. But, hey, ouch! You quit pinching me.
No, I didn't even touch you. I bet. Ouch. Hey, now, Sputters, you stuck me with a pin.
I did not. Ouch. Hey, you burnt me with something.
No, I didn't. Ouch. Hey, we're sitting on a red ant bed. They're all over us. Help, help.
Oh, me.
Oh, me. Ouch, ouch. Ouch, help.
Help, help, somebody. Oh, help, help. Hey, what's the matter, Sputters? What's Black Tom doing to you?
Hey, well, he better quit, whatever it is. I'll go get my claw hammer after him.
Red ant, Squeaky, they're all over. Come on, get them off. Get them off.
Oh, help me. Help me.
Come on, quick, Rocket. Beat off these red ants. Beat them off.
Man, I never did see so many red ants.
There, that's all. Hey, Rocket, now don't waste any time. You take this rope and tie Black Tom's hands and feet and tie them tight.
Man, I'm going to tie them tight. I'm going to tie them right around this here way and over this here way, over here,
Under here and across here. Now, that's it.
Yeah, you're going to be sorry for this, Rocket.
Oh, no, he won't. Hey, what did you do to his Uncle Black Tom?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where's my claw hammer?
Hey, unlock these handcuffs. I'm getting tired of being attached to a skunk like Black Tom.
Oh, I'm almost forgot. Now, here. Now, you're loose, Butters. Now, come on, everybody. Let's go and leave Black Tom here. Come on out this way.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, my goodness, that sounded like a bear growling at the entrance to the mine.
What? A bear?
And here is me with my feet all walled up in this old mine and I can't run. What's I'm going to do?
Well, poor old Rocket. Say, what are they going to do? Oh, you be sure and listen to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Well, it's birthday time now. And, oh, boy, just look at those birthday smiles. Lots of them. Let's see your hands. That's fine. Now we'll all sing the birthday song for all those boys and girls who are celebrating. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, when do rabbits and frogs have eight legs? Well, the answer is when there are two of them. All right, now you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.